I'm very excited to introduce the first speaker. It's my partner, Keith Martin. He's a tax lawyer in the Washington office of Norton Rose Fulbright. He's helped lead the project finance group at the firm for more than 25 years. The group did $211 billion in project financings and closed 448 significant transactions in the last 4 years. He worked with 258 companies last year on numerous transactions. He also lobbies the U.S. Treasury and Congress on policy issues. He was counsel for Senator Daniel Patrick Moynihan and legislative assistant to Senator Henry M. Jackson before moving to private law practice. And the Chamber's directory gives him its sole star ranking among U.S. renewable energy attorneys. So,
thank you, Christine. So we're in for a turbulent year. I thought most of us probably are exhausted from the last 2 years with the Inflation Reduction Act. It has been just nonstop. I thought we'd get a break. Peggy Noonan said in the Wall Street Journal over the weekend that Trump is a manic depressive. She wishes he'd show the depressive side occasionally. One problem with Trump is you can write slides on Sunday night and they can be completely out of date. So I was going to start with trade. I guess I will start with trade because that's what the slides are. But some of this advice still holds. Most companies have been scrambling in the last couple of weeks to check their equipment procurement contracts just to see who bears the risk of unexpected tariffs. What we've been seeing ourselves in contracts, and I thank Luke Edney, if I could get this to show, let's see, who heads our procurement team. Most of the contracts we're seeing, the vendor agrees to pay the first 10% increase in tariffs, and then the next 10% is usually split between the vendor and the customer. And then above that, the customer often has walkaway rights. They're not of great help if you have a project that is far along and you need this equipment on a schedule, but at least it's a way to get out of an uneconomic situation. I'm going to get the hang of this in a moment. The 25% tariffs that Trump threatened on Saturday night to impose on Mexico and Canada and then pull back would have applied to products of Canada and Mexico. This is something else to look into. Just because something is coming from Canada doesn't mean it's a product of that country. So there has to be a transformation of raw materials. There has to be an increase in value to be a product of that country. The executive order said that there would be no drawback relief. So if equipment went into Canada and then came back, as happens in the auto industry, it would not be to get any relief. If you travel across the Freedom Bridge between Windsor and Detroit, a 25% fee would apply on top of the normal fee. These tariffs are still hanging over Canada. And in fact, there was an interesting article in Politico yesterday about what it takes, or maybe it was Bloomberg, what it takes to make Canadians mad. They are legendarily nice. And so you saw on Saturday night Canadians booing the American anthem at the hockey game in Ottawa. This sort of thing has riled them up, and it's not going to die down very quickly. If these tariffs come into play, there'd be a lower 10% tariff on energy resources, defined in one of the executive orders as crude oil, natural gas, lease condensates, natural gas liquids, refined petroleum products, uranium, coal, biofuels, geothermal heat, the kinetic movement of flowing water, and critical minerals. Notice electricity is not mentioned on that list. Some people have asked about hydroelectricity and whether that fits in the category kinetic movement of water. There are no answers to these questions. David Brooks in the New York Times on Sunday wrote an article about how some of